Former Liberian President Charles Taylor portrayed himself as an anti-corruption fighter and a peacemaker during the second day of his war crimes trial defence. He told the judges he spent years fighting corruption in Liberia before coming to power. He said his anti-corruption stance made him deeply unpopular with other politicians in the 1980s. He then described falling out with former Liberian leader Samuel Doe and his escape from jail in the United States, where he was held on charges of embezzlement. Taylor is charged with 11 counts of war crimes in Sierra Leone, Liberia's neighbour, but he denies responsibility, arguing that he is a humanitarian. On Tuesday, he dismissed the case against him as built on lies. Shelby Grossman is a US-based researcher of Liberian politics. She says it's important that the court hears the details of Taylor's story.
It is crucial that we hear his side of the story. Liberians and Sierra Leoneans are watching, and they want to know what Taylor's side of it is. They want to see how he's going to try to explain some of the things that happened.
Tens of thousands died in the Sierra Leone Civil War, which was started by the Revolutionary United Front. The rebels are blamed for hacking off the arms and legs of civilians with machetes and eating the organs of those they had killed. Taylor is accused of managing the war from Liberia. Once his testimony is complete, the court is expected to hear from defence witnesses. The prosecution called 91 witnesses to the special court for Sierra Leone, which was moved from Freetown to The Hague amid fears of provoking instability in West Africa. Some witnesses testified about the brutality of the rebels that Taylor is alleged to have supported. Others said they had passed so-called blood diamonds to him in exchange for weapons. Grossman says the prosecution did come under some criticism for calling witnesses whose stories were irrelevant to the case.
Taylor does not deny that many crimes were committed in Sierra Leone. He denies responsibility. So the burden is on the prosecution to show linkage.
Taylor is the first African head of state to be tried in an international UN-backed court. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.